Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and all proceeds go to support the seven-time and defending 7A state champion, Bryant Hornets football team.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Thursday, July 16th. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll visit with this football coach over in Hot Springs, David Davenport. Been a coach for over two decades. He's just written a book that involves football and leadership. Going to find out from him a scoop on why he was motivated to do that. Also, we got Morning Mayhem fully assembled here. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott, Christian Weaver producing, Justin Moore on the road going up to Green Bay, Wisconsin to perform tonight. I didn't look at the rest. Justin, let me see here what the rest of your weekend look like.
You're listening to that, I got a message from a buddy.
Another Wisconsin and
Missouri. Oh, I see,
Missouri.
Yeah. Eau Claire. E-A-E-O-U, Claire. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Then Troy, Missouri, is that right? Troy, Montana?
Troy, Michigan.
Montana, what
Troy,
is it?
Michigan.
What is M.O.?
Troy, Missouri, yeah.
Oh, Missouri, okay, Georgia.
Hey, shout out to Doc for giving me a heads up. With the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, since we had on
Bobby
Swafford talking about that, one of our buddies, and you've met him at Mainline Trivia before. You might not remember, but Kenny Elser was a guy I went to school with.
Yeah.
Doc went to school with.
Yeah, mention his name, right?
Jimmy, his brother Jimmy, yeah, was a head coach for the girls at Hot Springs. And won a couple of a state championship or two there. And I think maybe went to Darnell or somewhere else as well. But he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to the Elser family.
Very nice. We'll continue to talk about, we'll debate this point. We were talking to Headband in there. And it seems, Justin, like the, because I asked, if you just joined the show, we were asking about when you get a hammer.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I guess what you're going to say?
What's that?
It seems like a lot more people do what you do
than we realize. He knows me well.
I know.
But Headband was the same way. He said, when I'm in my car, I'll go all the way for each one. Now, everybody at home says I don't do that, but when the car,
you don't.
In my deal,
you can put it down in the car. You don't put it down.
So you're saying I'm being risky by doing that. It's not a behavior about food.
No, I'm
it's
not saying you're being risky. I'm saying you're being
just
weird.
It's strange to put it down. It's strange to wrap the burger back
I think,
up. And
I think,
put
but
it
you're
down.
Doing, I think it's
you're doing it at
sign.
Home. You're doing it at home.
Because you have a plate.
I know. Well, I'm saying I have a plate.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you're at home and you've got a to-go burger, but you're eating it at home,
yeah,
do you do the same thing?
Yes, he does.
I keep it probably
okay,
wrapped.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Do you take it out at
you
home?
You don't keep it wrapped. You wrap it and unwrap it, what, 12, 15 times?
Justin, I
grab
do.
Grab that, Christian.
He ain't done that since his 80s.
You did see what I sent you, Justin, what the person in on Middleton.
No, I had to look.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so maybe I value the wrapper. I value the effectiveness of the wrapper.
You're just weird. You can polish a turd all you want to. It's still a turd.
It takes him 4 hours to eat a power bar.
I take my time. Yeah, exactly. I enjoy it. I take my time.
But I enjoy scarfing it down.
I don't want to scarf.
I enjoy making noises as I eat it.
My digestion. I wanted to.
Listen, I needed that grease because I was.
Roger ate that burger in less than 60 seconds.
It was a jalapeno burger too.
Roger doesn't eat a lot of food.
I don't.
So I was like, wow.
No, Baz is on the phone with his mother. My stomach is 6 times bigger than him, mother, and he ate it all in one whack.
He ate this burger in like a big water burger.
Listen, before
like
we got
60
out of,
seconds.
Listen, I was driving down.
Did you even enjoy it?
I did enjoy the hell out of it. That was a thick burger. It was a great
there's
burger.
Also, too, there's a particular set of skills that one must have to be able to put the burger back into the wrapper and get, while driving, get it back out.
There's a particular set of skills that a lot of people use that you learn to drive with your knee when you were rolling up a joint. That's how you did that. So you go back and forth. I'm sorry, we got somebody, respectable people on the phone.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to David Davenport. I should call him Coach David Davenport.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we apologize. I know that everybody who's been asking me to get you on the show wanted to do this before football season, and I know why now, because you're still coaching. And I didn't realize that at the time.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Roger, he grew up in Hot Springs, went to Lake Hamilton.
Nice.
Played football there for Jerry Clay.
Go Wolves.
Ends up going to UCA and playing for Mike Isom and then Clint Conk. Was an All-American lineman, at offensive lineman at UCA.
You played for Coach Clay.
Yeah, how about that? And he comes back and coaches.
Tell me
Coach
how
Clay.
Old you are without telling me how old you are. Coach Clay was my junior high football coach.
Coach Clay's a Hall of Famer. He's been around forever.
And he should have been at Hot Springs High, but they screwed him out of it. Screwed us all out of it.
So
Lake Hamilton got the better of it.
So after you finished being an All-American UCA, you get into high school coaching, and then, wow, a long a career as an assistant coach, both defensive coordinator, offensive lineman. You go to Lake Hamilton, which was a cool deal to go back with Coach Clay and coach with him. And you've been there for, I guess, the last 10 years. But recently, you go to the dark side, the hated rival of Lake Hamilton. You go at Lakeside now, where your wife is a teacher, right?
Yes, sir. Moved across town to Lakeside.
That's another topic. Let's talk about this book. It's called "What Remains: The Rise of a Player-Driven Team." So, first thing, you've never written a book, and you decide, I'm a football coach. I want to write a book. Didn't have anybody to show you what to do. You just figured that on your own, right?
Yes, sir. Just kind of went through my notes over the last 20 years of everything I've been doing, coaching-wise and leadership-wise, and just started putting it together, man. The time just, the Lord just kind of put it on my heart and just kind of helped me put it together and research stuff and use the internet, of course, and just was able to put it all together as a novel.
Yeah, what was your motivation? You've been an assistant coach all these years. You were a player. Did you see something that was missing that needed to be said, that your observation that maybe kids were missing out on, coaches were missing out on? What was sort of the objective of the book that you felt there was a need that needed to be met?
Man, we've all been coached. We've all been a part of teams, whether it's Pee Wee, high school, college, professional, whatever. And coaches have so much on their plate. There's so much there that they have are responsible for. And as a parent, as a player, the coach's word is the end-all, be-all for everything. And so through my experience of coaching and playing, I've learned and seen, and it might be common sense, but it's something that I feel like needs to be said, that if the coach can share that responsibility with the players, the weight is taken off of him, and he's able to do better things. He's able to achieve something together instead of just all that pressure being on the head coach. The responsibility of the assistant coaches, the players, a whole gamut of all, we want to share that responsibility and drive toward one purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would think most, I mean, that would be the objective of most all teams, regardless of the sport. Now, in your experience, if you're writing about this, my understanding, I haven't read the book, but Courtney Mims, who was with me yesterday down at the Star in Dallas, she read the book, and she said you've got characters in there. A lot of people have asked, are the characters you have in this book, which is a novel, are they based on players that you've coached or you or maybe a combination of all of that?
It's kind of a combination of it. So over my experience of playing and coaching the last 4 years of my life, all this stuff came together. So there's about four different coaches in there, whether they're head coaches, assistant coaches, and those experiences are from the coaches that I've worked with. You know, and none of them are bad people. All of them tried to do the right thing or just trying to go about it a different way. And the players in there, they're all different players I've coached. And I've had players come back and say, "Coach Blake, that was me. You're telling my story." I said, "Well, part of that is you. Part of that's the things that we did, the things we went through, and the experiences and the stuff that we went through together as a coach and a player. But it's all kind of pulled together and tied up into one story."
We're visiting with David Davenport, the author of What Remains, The Rise of a Player-Driven Team. He's a coach over at Lakeside, a longtime coaching career at Lake Hamilton and other spots. You know, Justin has played, you know, at the high school level, you know, on a state championship team. And I've been, you know, on a state caliber team in the highest classification in the state of Florida in high school.
And I went to school.
Roger was there too. And we've seen David, and I've played for great coaches and I played for some bad coaches. I mean, I played for both. And I think Justin could make some comments about that too, in the way coaches handle players and all that. In this book, it's really not about, I mean, if I'm a coach and I read this book, am I going to go, boy, I need to look at myself in the mirror and change what I do? Or is it mostly for the players to look to say, I need to do more for my team to help out our coaching staff?
It's really for both. I hope, and I've seen from talking to people that have read it, the coaches can see themselves in the coaches and also in the players, because a coach is only as good as he's willing to be coached. So whether he's a head coach or an assistant coach, you're trying to grow and you're trying to learn new things. And so if the coaches can read it and they can see themselves. They can see coaches they've had, coaches they've worked with, coaches that coach them. Players can see it and see that it's not necessarily the loudest voice in the room that is right. All right, it's what the purpose is behind it and where they need to step up and where a player needs to learn his voice. Because a coach, we can't be in every situation. We're trying to guide these young men a certain direction, and we got to leave the room, whether they're on their own in the weight room, whether they're out in the community, whatever it is, the coach is going to leave. And it's what that coach leaves behind and what that player's voice is that matters.
Yeah, I think the bottom line here is that everybody on the Lakeside football team is going to have to read that book before football season starts, correct?
I would love that. That would be great. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the goal is. Well, for those who have heard you today and go, okay, let's take a look at the book, is the place to find it Amazon? Is that correct?
Yes, sir, Amazon. You can just search my name or search What Remains. It's out there, and people can check it out.
Yeah, it's not a long book. Raj and Christian, I don't know if we have Justin still on the phone. We may have lost him. It's only 223 pages. It's on paperback. Just released March 18th. And so, again, this is a guy who's been a coach for how many total years you've been a coach now, David?
I've been coaching 20 years.
So 20 years. So you've got some experience and been around a lot of great coaches. You mentioned Jerry Clay.
Yes, sir.
You played and, you know, you played for Jerry Clay, which is Hall of Famer, and coached under him. That had to be a great experience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was a one-in-a-million coach. His mind for the game and the way that he brought about through the transition of, I guess, the old-school dead T, wing T, slot T offenses, bringing in the spread, you know, coaching with Jerry or playing for Jerry and coaching with him, we'd be in power eye, and the next play would be in 5 wide. Yeah. You know, just the gamut of knowledge that came from him was amazing.
Yeah, you also mentioned Brad Harris, I think, at Arkadelphia. We obviously mentioned Clint Conk and Mike Isom. Well, man, congratulations, Brad, David. That's
Brad
awesome.
Harris, Brad Harris.
Brad was used, it was at Benton.
At Benton.
Yeah,
Benton.
This was when he was in Arkadelphia.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Brad hired me at Arkadelphia. I coached for Billy Elmore. Coached for Billy at Elmore at Arkadelphia. You know, I coached for Tommy Gillerin and Lake Hamilton. So
yeah,
there's all kinds of great coaches. I've had the blessing here.
All big names.
That's almost like a hell of a tree.
Yeah.
You know, where it all started.
Well, the question is Roger, but he's still going. Yeah, people may ask, how could you go from Lake Hamilton to the hated rival Lakeside? What's the scoop on that?
It was just an opportunity to grow. So I love Lake Hamilton. I love the community. They've raised me and made me who I am. I just want the opportunity to kind of spread my wings and be able to grow as a coach and grow as a person and be able to just bring that influence and things I've learned to a different community.
Well, you know, I don't know what Steve Qualls approved that or not, transferring to another place. But anyway, David, listen, congratulations. Yeah, I know it is. Congratulations. Good luck on the book. I hope it goes well. And
who plays you in the movie?
That's going to be you, Roger.
Yeah, very nice.
Done.
Very nice.
Done.
All right. The book is What Remains, The Rise of a Player-Driven Team. You can find it on Amazon, and the author's Coach David Davenport right over there in Hot Springs. Congratulations, David. Good luck with the book.
Way to go, Coach.
Shannon, thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck this season. Absolutely. It's right around the corner. You know what Steve Qualls would say to a fellow like that, don't you?
You betcha.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you very much, Steven.
Yeah. Christian, what about a few minutes ago, some behind-the-scenes stuff? Gemma, who wears several hats here at this station, came up, and we, again, I told Roger, we just got to keep pushing,
I stay out of the pushing.
We may have found a solution. Because and Christian, you gave input too, man.
Thank you, Christian.
To help Roger, you know, this operation, it's like a Justin Moore concert. Oh, behind the scenes, you don't even know what's going on at a Justin Moore concert. Where here, you don't see behind the scenes and all the things Roger's doing to try to get our bits and clips and those kind of things. And so, nobody else, no other show plays clips as much as we do. Clips that we like Will Ferrell, but clips that we
finish him,
or clips like that, or clips of Roger and Christian singing together. You never know.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that King Cup.
Rambo.
Watching Rambo.
We played that 100 times on the way down to Dallas yesterday.
You know what? Because Baz, people hear things and you go, that reminds me of something.
Yes.
Whether it be a tune, you did the same thing with a tune with Uncle Baby Billy, and you go, that has a little bit of sound of this song in it, so boom, 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 everybody hears something different. And when you listen to that, you always said that Colonel Troutman's voice sounds like G.I. Joe.
Talking G.I. Joe voice.
Right. And then after listening to it, I go, I see why you say that. Because it's like pulling the string. And you hear the voice coming out of that action figure's back.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that King Cup.
All I wanted was something to eat. But the man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
John.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny, let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
I almost, Christian, want to go back and watch that movie again.
Is that what we want to watch?
I don't know.
What do we want to watch?
Rambo or Blades of Glory?
You got to watch something today.
Yeah, you got
to
watch it today.
What do you think? What do you think, Christian?
It's your call. I'll watch either one of them. Did you first book in? Did you first book?
Is that the Will Ferrell movie we want to watch?
He hasn't seen it.
He hasn't seen it.
But is it good enough to?
It's good enough for you to review.
Is it really?
Listen, if you stop halfway through,
if you like Night and Day, you'll love Blades of Glory.
Low blow.
It's a shot. Wait a minute. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? Thank you. Now, listen.
I want to make sure,
Here's the thing. If you watch it and have to turn it off because it blows, then that's your review, and we'll accept it. And I don't want you to have to waste time because
today is Will Ferrell's birthday. That's why we're bringing this up. Are there a lot of good funny clips in Blades of Glory?
Yeah. What was that?
Should I watch? Justin.
I know. Let me ask you, Justin.
I'm not saying this.
He's
is
never
a great
seen
movie.
It.
It's easily my least favorite of his.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Listen. I don't. Yeah. Okay, listen. I could see where that would be.
Is there another Will Ferrell movie that we
haven't seen? John Heder kind of gets on my nerves though. Okay. Too, so I don't know if that's fair.
You know what? But the John Heder deal with his dad that adopted him when his dad finds no more value with him and puts him back out. That guy plays a great creep. Now you got the two. Former wife and husband. What's their name?
Will Arnett and Amy Poehler.
And they're in there. Yeah. You know,
Justin,
Will Arnett plays himself so well.
The other thing we were talking, Joe Klein brought up Elf today, and we were talking about the scenes where he's calling the little guy. He says, what has he said?
He said, call me an elf one more time, my friend. I did. Come on.
Wait, you've never seen Zoolander, though. Zoolander is considerably better.
Okay.
Is it? Justin, what do you think about Zoolander?
I would agree. Yeah. That, you know what one, this is comedy and it's not Will Ferrell, but somebody made me watch recently that I, for some reason, had never watched is the Adam Sandler, something Zohar. Or
Don't Mess With the Zohan?
You know what I'm talking about?
I've watched some of that. Some of that's funny. No,
yeah,
that's
Zohan.
Funny.
Yeah,
some of that's very funny.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I agree. That's
a good bad movie.
That was incredibly random.
It
sorry.
Is. Listen, that's this show.
Hey, yeah, it is.
You know it.
So let's do this. Let's take a break, Roger, before we go play Factor Crap. But I want Justin to hear. So this morning Joe was on fire, Justin. He came out and he started recapping the Argentina win over England yesterday, and he was doing a good job. And you could see him about how he's getting the groove thing. And then it sort of he got a little too cocky, went off the track and crashed. And so if we could play the Joe Klein clip for Justin,
you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do that now.
Okay.
He was on the right side
and he had the ball, and they and what happened is England kind of went to a prevent defense.
They did.
And
that's so, what he's being criticized about.
Absolutely,
too.
Because they, you
the
know,
coach.
Argentina is a very attacking team. And so basically, they're going prevent. They dropped, so that it allowed Argentina to get up the field easier and get deeper easier. And so they had Messi on the right side, and he was.
Everybody comes to Messi.
And it was a typical, we're going to double team him, and he just flips it over to a dude for a wide open shot, and he makes it.
A few moments later.
Uh-oh. The Tillman Award, and then.
SB Tillman Award.
I don't know if it's courage. It's Rob Tillman.
Okay.
And
Rob Tillman?
The football player for the Cardinals who went.
No, that was.
Rob Tillman is the back therapist here in Little Rock.
Tillman's his name.
Yeah, okay. Tillman for the Cardinals.
Pat Tillman.
Sorry, Rob. I haven't seen Rob in a while.
Oh, my gosh. He sort of talked down to me. He said, yeah, Rob Tillman, the receiver for the guy that plays for the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, my gosh, Joe. And Rob, listen, Rob was one of the best back therapists in town. Roger, all we have to do is hold up number one, baby. Number one, Joe, don't you forget it. All right, we need a contestant for Fact or Crap when we come back.
We've got those beer tickets, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those are really cool, yeah.
Play a game, all right? On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
Favorite non magazine to two.
Good housekeeping.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup final is set as Argentina mounted another comeback to beat England 2-1 in the semifinals. England scored in the 55th minute and held the lead all the way until the 85th when Enzo Fernandez scored. Argentina's Lautaro Martinez then netted one off Lionel Messi's pass in stoppage time for the win. In six World Cup meetings between the two countries, the record is now 3-3. Argentina will be facing Spain in the final, the reigning South American champion versus the reigning European champion. The two have met in the World Cup just once, when Argentina won 2-1 in 1966. The final will be at 2 o'clock on Sunday on Fox. The third place game between France and England will be on Saturday at 4 o'clock on Fox. And Major League Baseball returns from their All-Star break tonight with just one game. The Mets versus the Phillies will be at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The hot weather is coming back. Today we'll get up to 91 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 73. Tomorrow, up to 94 degrees. And once again, we'll have a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, Come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
From the people who brought you It's the Dog Park comes.
Your dog is limping, but she seems fine. Plus, you've heard they can fake it just to get what they want. So what's the deal now? You're being gaslit.
Protect your dog from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
Oh, now she switched legs. What a diva.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think Ortho, think UAMS.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I wouldn't mind finding the afternoon delight one, too. We were talking about it just on the show. It's 9:32 on this Thursday, July 16th. The singing scenes with Will Ferrell, the obviously afternoon delight with Anchorman, and then the song he sings for, was that Fergie? Who is the, what does he sing for?
He Step Brothers. It's a combo of
Fergie and Jesus.
But yeah, what is he sings Fergie and Blaze Glory.
No, it gives me something to talk about. Who sings that in... Well, who was the main artist for that?
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, that's what
he does. Sing Fergie in Blades of Glory.
He does. Yeah. I'm telling you. And then, Roger, I forgot about the interviews where they're doing, where they go to, he and his stepbrother go to jobs. And
under your references, you listed Dale Dobek, which I know is this gentleman, but you also listed Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Yeah, we are looking for people we can contact.
We want to tell you the stuff we're not good at.
Our weaknesses.
So we're clear up front.
Okay. We're not generally comfortable in an office setting, I would say.
I get cooped up.
I won't go into an office that's ever been used before.
I am no good before 11 a.m.
I also get headaches from computers, so I can't be around them for too long.
I take stuff.
I need to have someone go up and down with me in the elevator.
I have a weakness for sweets.
Other weaknesses? We're slow learners, and we're not particularly good listeners. That'll be a huge problem.
We're also slow learners.
And remember the one where they go, Pat? Are you saying Pat?
Are you saying Pam?
Pam?
Pam Pan?
And then the one.
Is that the Pam
the
Pan
said,
thing?
Did you just cut one? And yes, you did. It feels like.
Human resources lady.
It's Pam.
I'm sorry. Well, Pan.
No, my name is Pam.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
I'm saying Pam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who's sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady. I'm my stepbrother. And I think I might be able to help with the Pam dilemma.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Pam.
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 With
There's
an M.
There's a D on the end.
No,
oh,
D.
My gosh.
It's Pam.
Calm.
Here, it's P.
P-A-N-M.
M.
That was the confusion.
No, there's just one M.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's right. What was the one where they go?
It's so brilliant. I mean, it's so stupid, but it's brilliant.
Yes, it is. What's the one where they go, what's the Prestige? Prestige Worldwide.
Step Brothers.
And then they have the song that comes out. He goes, who's driving my boat?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
You know, and his brother Derek in that movie is just such a
Adam
great
Scott.
Jerk.
Oh my gosh, he's great. He punches him in the face. Well, he goes, "We will ride together." What is it about Steve? What was it? Remember, he said, "I will ride." After he punches him, he goes, "I didn't know who you were. I want to ride together into the sunset with something." What
didn't
is
he doing? Didn't he do a translucent Steve?
That's
or something
it.
Like
that's
that
it. That's
in,
it. No,
Anchorman as well. When he's dreaming,
Anchorman.
But he says he goes, "I want to ride with you. We would go beyond." What? Look it up, Christian. Wow. He goes, "We would go beyond." It's a great line.
What are you going to look up, Christian?
It would be. It would be. What does he say to him after he punches his brother-in-law?
He punches.
Yeah.
His,
what does it say?
Does he say hit me in a? Does he say hit me?
Yeah, hit me in my ass. Hit me, and he punches him in the face. Let's play our open Roger for Factor Crap here because we're going to get Justin before we lose him in Illinois somewhere.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuse sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right. Thanks to our fine friends in Poland, who right around the corner from Justin. They also have Highway 270 Grill. All right, so we're playing for tickets. If you and what are the value of those tickets, Christian? I mean, I think they're like $25-$30 a piece, aren't they?
I do not know. Easy.
You basically get to go into downtown, the State House Convention Center, and drink for. This is not for you, Justin. Drink for like 3 hours. Yeah, I mean, it's This is not for those who are avoiding that, because this is full.
Justin's strong enough. Justin can go in there right now and sing.
He
and
could.
Not even
he
think
could.
About it.
He could do that.
He's a strong man.
661-1037. I want to see somebody brave enough to take on Factor Crap.
Man, these are great tickets. I know somebody wants to go there. It's a well attended event.
You can give them to somebody else if you want to.
It's a Christmas gift. They won't be any good, but after that, but yeah.
Oh, they're $50 a piece.
Wow,
$50 a piece. So it's $100.
So somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000.
Yeah, it's $100 value if you get this right. So if you don't want to use them, you can give them to somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking, Roger, did Joe Reese get the job at Hot Springs?
Yeah, you see me responded. No, Joe had the job. When Joe Reese retired, they should have given the job to Clay.
Here's one from Joy from the 870. Hey, Justin, nice to hear you on the show again. Boom, there we go.
Great to hear you, JM.
Somebody said the house.
Thank you.
The house.
Thank you.
The house is good. That's the.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. It's a good looking girl that co-stars with him.
I don't see attractiveness.
Him and Amy Poehler?
No, I don't.
I think it may be Amy Poehler.
Good job if that's right.
Wait a minute, Amy Poehler.
I think it is. I think they're the.
Well,
that's pretty funny. They open like a. Is it the one Chris? They open like a.
Boy, we're doing that.
It is Amy Poehler.
You're going AI on us, Justin.
Something like that.
In and out. I want to say, Coach Jimmy Elsler led Darnell Girls High School team to a 4A state championship in the last overall state championship in 92.
Wow, he won championships with Hot Springs and Darnell. That's Jim Elser. Yeah.
Somebody said, with Baz's history of choking on food, let the boy take his time. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No. He talks with his mouth full. That's why he choked.
It was his Clay, Jerry Clay came to Lake Hamilton.
Well, he also eats with his feet, so we didn't even mention that.
He eats in bed.
Says, Jerry Clay came to Lake Hamilton in 1988.
Okay.
He'd been there a long time. Yeah. Someone said, normal people don't take 40 minutes to eat a cheeseburger. So I'm not saying it took me 40 minutes. It took me, what, 15 minutes, Roger? 15 minutes, something like that.
Probably an hour.
Probably longer.
15, 20 minutes.
I think we started in McKinney, Texas.
I've seen him nurse in Rochester.
Yeah. No, we bought the burger in McKinney, Texas. He finished it when he took over driving in the cab.
What did you say? You've seen me nurse what, Justin?
Raj has seen this multiple times, and I'm sure Christian now, too. But I've seen him make a...
Dadgummit.
No, crap.
Dadgummit, I want to say. I think what Justin was going to say is that he has seen you nurse everything except tequila. No, you don't just sip on that, do you, mister?
Christian,
I don't mean that. Your dad's listening.
Is that a competitor there to play?
Roger punched him up, I think it is.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, caller?
Jade.
Jade, are you ready to play for $100 worth of tickets?
That's a made-up name.
Sure.
Arkansas Rock City Margarita Fest this Saturday, State House Convention Center, presented by Oaklawn, with Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Jade is your porn name.
So you're getting ready to try to win. You got to get two or three. I wish Justin was here.
Or is that your...
I wanted Justin back. Okay, here we go.
For a
couple minutes.
Hey, yeah. All I was going to say is I've seen you nurse a protein bar from 6 a.m.
yes,
not finish it.
That's right.
All right, here we go. So if you got kids in the car, you might want to turn this down for a second. I'm just reading stuff on here. So here's the deal. What's his name? What's the caller's name?
Jade.
Okay, Jade, listen, give us a chance.
That's my stripper name.
I got you. Exactly. Yeah. Give our esteemed show a chance to give you their opinion on this, whether it's fact or crap. Then you can have your say, okay?
Okay.
All right. First off, fact or crap. Female kangaroos have three vaginas. Fact or crap. Man. Roger Scott.
Wow.
Feel like I would have heard about this.
I never thought I would have answered. I'm going to say that is a fact, Jack.
Christian, what do you say?
I just feel like I would have heard about this with all the nature shows I've watched. I'm going to go false.
Justin,
I could be wrong.
Fact or crap?
Is this the clip we send in when we apply for awards? you know how actors send in clips? I don't know. That's what popped in my head.
But, that's good. I like it.
I have no idea, buddy, but it usually the stuff that's so ridiculous like this happens to be fact sometimes. So I'll go fact, but I have no way of knowing that. It's just a guess.
Jade, fact or crap? Female kangaroos have three vaginas.
I'm with Justin. It's got to be a fact since it's so ridiculous.
Roger, wasn't there something in one of the movies with Will Ferrell where something was discussed? I don't know why I think that maybe
involved kangaroos
or it involved vaginas or something. I may be wrong.
A whale's vagina.
That's what it is, Justin.
That's what San Diego means.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Good job.
How do I remember San Diego.
That? All right. Female kangaroos have three vaginas is a fact. You are you got that correct. Matter of fact, they've got three vaginas and two uteruses.
On three. Ready? Break.
So one more to go. You've got the tickets. All right. Here we go. How old are you, Jade, by the way?
I'm 47.
Jade, now I know why you made up a name.
Okay. Here we go. So I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you've seen this movie before. The movie Deliverance with Burt Reynolds. And have you seen
based on a true story.
Have you seen that movie?
Yep.
So there's a scene in there of a kid who's playing a banjo. No, that's a different scene. The banjoist from the dueling banjo scene of Deliverance was actually offered a record deal. And he did it, and the song charted. Fact or crap?
All right, say the question, just the first part again.
See, the banjoist from the dueling banjo scene.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, you got to remember what you just said, because let me just throw this out to you so I got to think it out. The kid you see playing the banjo does not play the banjo. There's a kid, a younger person or another person, that plays the banjo behind him with his arms around the character you see. So to say the banjoist...
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. So the banjoist that you're saying... The banjoist that you're saying, I don't know if you're saying the actor or the person that played the banjo. The person that played the banjo is not the same person that played in the movie. So I'm going to say yes.
I don't take your games and take them down the road.
I want this guy. I want this main right, name just, to win.
Justin, what do you say? Fact or crap?
Banjo. No, I'm just trying to be as ridiculous as possible. Again, no clue. That was a joke that fell really flat. I'm going to blame it on my timeline. I'll say crap, just because the last one was
sure. All right, Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go fact on it.
All right, Jay, this is for the $100 worth of tickets. To the Great Arkansas Rock City Margarita Fest this weekend.
You can blow it and still have one more chance, but get it, knock it out of the park.
The banjoist from the dueling banjo scene of Deliverance was actually offered a record deal, and his song actually charted. Fact or crap?
That is a fact.
The banjo is from the Dueling Brothers. Dueling Banjo Scene of Deliverance was offered a record deal. It reached on the chart. It did chart. Is crap. Okay. That is a miss.
All right, here's the thing. Okay, just to know, but I know I'm right on the other.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
There is a pattern on the ins, and I can't remember if I did this the other day. I've done so many.
This is scrotum cutting time, James. Yeah, I gotta so get you this have one. To get this one right.
There is a pattern on the
okay.
There is a pattern on the inside of your upper eyelid that is unique as your fingerprint.
Say there is a pattern.
There is a pattern on the inside of your upper eyelid that is unique as your fingerprint.
Sure. So what you're saying is that no two eyelid patterns are the same. I concur.
Okay, Justin, what do you got?
I don't know. Let's see. Since Justin's not here, I'll just go. Yeah. I usually have a good idea on these, and I have no clue today.
Everybody's
I'm just going to go.
Eye pattern is different.
Yeah, I'm. I'm going to go fact again.
Yeah.
I have no clue though.
All right.
What was it? I'm back again.
Back again.
There's a pattern, Justin, on the inside of your upper eyelid that is unique as your fingerprint. In other words, like Roger said, it would be something that every human being on Earth has their own personal pattern on the inside of your upper eyelid. Fact or crap?
I'll say crap.
All right. Jade, this is for the tickets. Is that fact or crap?
I don't know either. I would say...
I said fact.
I would say it's a fact.
Okay.
There is a pattern on the inside of your upper eyelid that is as unique as your fingerprint is... Crap!
You blow it!
But you know what we're going to do? Because those are so difficult, yeah. You're going to...
Very
the,
good.
You're going to
Very
the,
good. Between kangaroo vaginas and eyelid patterns, you're a winner in my book, mister.
That was a tough one today. I mean, those questions were super... You learned a lot today, Jay.
We all did.
You learned a lot today.
Yes, I did.
You go home and share this with your wife tonight.
Hey,
about
Jay,
what you
thanks
learned.
For listening to us, man. Hold yes. on. Let Christian get your information.
Your
tell
real
you
name
how
too.
You're going to pick. Pardon? Yeah, you got to give him
too.
Your real name to be able to tell you how to pick up those tickets, too. Thanks for listening, man. Enjoy yourself at the event.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. We're here to make dreams happen.
Yeah.
Listen, when you teach your kids about the
three vaginas, two uteruses,
yes,
kangaroo.
Dang straight. Little did you know.
I didn't.
62 years old. We learned that today.
Hello,
T-R-O-U-B-L-E. All right. We'll come back and wrap things up. 9:47.
Tell me what in the world you're doing here.
Come out.
Yeah. Say, hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Have you ever wondered where the term slush fund originated? It is a nautical term describing what cooks on ships call the grease and fat left over from cooking meat. A large frigate could produce 15 or 20 barrels of slush in a year. Back in the 1800s, the ship's crew sold slush to candle makers and others, and then used the money for small comforts to help pass the time at sea. Comforts like books and musical instruments. They often called this off-the-books account a slush fund. Speaking of a slush fund, Double B's has some delicious frozen treats called slushes. On hot days down here in the South, a slush really hits the spot. Double B's has your favorite flavors of slushes and a lot of other refreshing drinks. Double B's, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double Beast.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell chocolate lava cake is a mountainous eruption of flavor. Classic vanilla ice cream loaded with rich chocolate cake pieces, rivers of chocolate sundae sauce, chunks of dark chocolate, and a deep fudge swirl. Prepare yourself for an earth-shaking experience.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay, are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrolipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's creoninfo.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood.
Thanks,
enjoy
dude,
mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
So senseless. Damn you, Roger.
I don't remember this. What is that? Wedding Crashers. Funeral Crashers.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess I don't remember this scene at the beginning.
Damn you, Roger!
Oh,
damn
Roger
it.
Died.
Damn
yes.
You! Oh!
Is that sound like it's looping?
Oh!
It's looping. Yeah. Anyway, that's
oh!
Wow. That's a good.
Damn it! Damn you!
I think that's when the good-looking girl comes over. And then
He's at the funeral.
So I'm saying that's when the wife comes over.
He's doing that and he's making the faces at the guys.
Yeah.
He's,
The other clip that we were talking about earlier, Brendan says, friends who ride majestic, translucent steeds, shooting flaming arrows across the bridge of Himdale. And Dale said, I would follow you into the mists of Avalon, if that's what you mean. I'm going to tell you what, we've got to have that, Roger, where if I say, friends who ride majestic, translucent steeds, shooting flaming arrows across the bridge of Himdale, you would go, I would follow you into the mists of Avalon, if that's what you
we'll
mean.
We'll have that. We'll do that. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Was he occupied? Is he occupied? Matter of fact, Justin should even be straight. Does strength Justin and know about strength and honor?
He does not.
He's been gone.
I don't know.
So you were gone.
Yeah, you were gone.
So
he was here for Gladiator Review, actually.
He was?
Because he was.
But we started.
Was like, if you don't give Gladiator 5 stars, what do you give a 5 star?
But we started like a week or two later with strength and honor.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, out of that That's movie. Right. Out of that movie. That. Yeah. What's his actor's name?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe says in the very beginning of the movie, he's in a battle scene and he looks to his left and he goes, strength and honor. And that guy, he looks at him and he looks to his left and he goes, strength and honor. And the third guy goes, strength and honor. So we've been doing that on the show, Justin, where I go, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
And then.
Strength and honor.
Wow. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Strength and honor.
You just jump in
wherever it is, you add in strength
what
and honor.
What an asset you are to our show.
Yeah, strength and honor. Yeah, Phil, that's what we do on the morning show.
Well, I'm going to start a new one on the Zone. It'll be live long and prosper. Is that been used before?
Hey, we like Star Trek.
That makes no sense.
Someone said, why would you guys be talking about
Will Ferrell?
Kangaroos by lady parts. And I said, you know what? It's science.
It is science.
It's science.
Is that what a female kangaroo is, a kangaroo lady?
Yeah, you didn't know that. Phil, you didn't know that. Most people, I'm saying, nobody.
I thought I would have.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be, if they were a sports team, we would call them the lady kangaroo.
The lady socceroos.
Most popular animal in the animal kingdom.
Look at there.
What was that?
He said the most popular animal in the animal kingdom.
Really?
It was because people like boxing.
Female-wise, especially.
You ever get a chance to watch a kangaroo box?
Oh, I don't want any. I don't. The nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Right. Justin, you set that off. That was you, not me.
It was actually. Never
it was
mind.
A joke,
it was
right?
Over
it was a joke.
Yeah.
I understood.
I didn't do that.
Because they have three lady parts. So they're popular.
Very nice, Justin. Oh, listen, man. Justin,
you know what? My comedy's a little rusty, I guess.
No, you know what? No. That actually makes a ton of sense. Well done, sir.
I did some research after that. Apparently, marsupials all have three.
Phil, you didn't know.
So possums,
I guess. Didn't know the pressure that Justin puts on himself about being a comedian on this show. He brings it. He
well,
same,
first of all, Justin and Christian should be on our sister station, Mensa Radio. Mensa Mornings.
Mensa Mornings
with Justin and Christian.
Morning Mensa.
Morning Mensa. Man. Phil, what do you got for us today?
It's our fourth acre-free version of the Zone today. Kevin Bohannon coming in. There's been some rules changes approved for college baseball for next year that's going to mirror some of the things you see in Major League Baseball right now.
Okay.
Two pickoffs, ABS, automatic challenges will be allowed. And I think that's going to be mandatory across the SEC. ACC Media Days, day two. Sun Belt Media Days, day two. SEC going next week. Dr. O'Malley, Mayor Frank Scott, just a lot going on, David.
Yeah, the SEC, I mean, the other conference just don't get the attention that the SEC does.
They might try.
And Big Ten probably does, too. But SEC top to bottom, you got so many storylines there. We'll be there Sunday through, I'll actually be there Saturday through next Thursday. Coach Silverman will be next Thursday. Justin, have a great concert tonight, buddy, in Green Bay.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it, fellas.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Great having you back on. Yeah,
I'll be down tonight, Mainline Sports.
Oh, go
by trivia. 6:30.
Good job, Roger. Good job, Christian.
Back at you.
Zone's up next. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder,